Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom, send
that
shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom.
New York, massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
Uptown, massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
Send bet salam, send bet salam, send bet salam,
send bet salam.
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, send bet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Send bet salam, Shabbat shalom.
Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day.
Ja, Rastafari.
Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. To the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Rise up the eyes is Psalm 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29. Yes, sir.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. 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 Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. 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 Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Evil, boy, everything takes time.
Mm-hmm. שדיהם. לכו נרננה לאדוני, נריע לצור ישענו. נקדם אפניו בתודה, בזמירות נריע לו. כי אל גדול אדוני, ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים, אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ, ותועפות הרים לו. אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצר. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושינו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מסע במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי באפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי, 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 מזמור צד וב. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו וגויים כבודו, בכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה. עוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים אדוני מלאך, אף תיקון תבל פלטימות, ידין עמים ומשרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו. יעלוס שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו. מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלאך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים, ענן וערפל סביבם, צדק ומשפט מכון כיסאו. אש לפניו תלך ותלהט סביב צריו, האירו ורקב תבל, ראתה ותחל הארץ. הרים כדונג נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל, המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה, למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאורה, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני והודו לזכר קודשו. מזמור צד חט מזמור. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, כי נפלאות עשה. הושיע לו ימינו וזרוע קודשו. הודיע אדוני ישועתו, לעיני הגויים גילה צדקתו. זכר חסדו ואמונתו לבית ישראל, ראו כל אפסי ארץ את ישועת אלוהינו. הריעו לאדוני כל הארץ, פצחו ורננו וזמרו, זמרו לאדוני בכינור, בכינור וכל זמרה. בחצוצרות וכל שופר, הריעו לפני המלך אדוני. ירעם הים ומלואו, תבל ויוש ובס. נהרות ימחה וחף, יחד הרים ירננו. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, לשפוט תבל בצדק, ועמים במשרים, 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 במשרים. מזמור צדפת. אדוני מלאך ירגזו עמים, יושב קרובים תנות הארץ. אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים. יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא. ועוז מלך משפט אהב, אתה כוננת משרים. משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו לאדום רגליו, קדוש הוא. משה ואהרון וכהניו, ושמואל וקוראי שמו, קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם, שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן להם. אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם, אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו. מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד בעול, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הראי, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ערבים, וישפר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום, 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 ושלום.
Nip, 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 nip Besma'ab, wewalid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besenbet ken. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, shelleme. Kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars, 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 full of stars.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is. From the beginning to the end, you can never change. So we're just Rasta from Krish.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth outrest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kabar, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Igziabi Heather the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Zenagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I'll say, give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Nah.
ዓይንን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢም ዓይንን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢም ዓይንን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢም
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Berkot, blessings, the Berkot, Barakot, Barakot, the blessings and the customs for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day. 6 days, y'all shall work and do all your work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Eternal. He who be, we be, Yahuwah Eloheinu. So hear. Exodus chapter 20, verses 9 to 10. Right? 6 days you shall do all, shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, of He who be, we be, Eloheka, I, eternal power. Now in the Judaic, the Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew, and the Judaic Yehuda tradition, it commands us, commands us, we are commanded to observe the holy day of Shabbat, the Yom HaShabbat, each Shavuah, each week, each 7 days, the Sabbath day, from sundown on Friday night until sundown on Saturday night. Now, in this hectic and multitasking world, you know, in our lives and liberty, these hours can be and hopefully be and will be a welcome respite, a welcome rest, a welcome nafash from the pace of everyday life, from the other 6 days of the Shavuah, of the weak, of the strong, an opportunity to slow down and spend time with friends and loved ones and family and do things that we enjoy or just to appreciate the creation, the world around us and other things that, that fly past us, fly past I and I during the 6 days of the working Shavuah, the working week. Now, tzedakah, first point on tzedakah. In many households, the weekly celebration, celebration of the Shabbat is preceded by the mitzvah. Mitzvah is a commandment often referred to as a religious obligation or even in a connotation of doing a good deed, you know, do a mitzvah, right? So preceding the Shabbat celebration by the mitzvah of giving tzedakah from tzedek, righteousness. We call it righteous giving, tzedakah. Contributing money to help those in need, tzedakah. most commonly by placing money in what's often known in the Knesset, the Mikorab, the Me'od, some say the synagogue, the gathering together, the Hebrew, Judaic, we could say the church, right? There's a box, a tzedakah box, right? Tzedakah box, right? To then be donated to a particular charity or a meaningful cause. So in many of the households, the weekly celebration of the Yom HaShabbat is preceded by the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, most commonly by placing it in the tzedakah box to be donated to a particular charity or a meaningful cause. Tzedakah, charity, tzedakah, righteousness, tzedakah, righteous giving. Now there's the Shabbat greetings for the Shabbat. Now it's customary to exchange special greetings on Yom HaShabbat. On Yom HaShabbat, we usually say Shabbat Shalom in the Hebrew, and also Senbet Salam in the Royal Amharic, Senbet Salam in the King of Kings, that pure language, Senbet Salam, Shabbat Shalom. Others in Yiddish might say Gut Shavos, which means have a good Sabbath, right? That greeting is prevalent among people of Ashkenazi ancestry or originating in Central and Eastern Europa, Europe, those born in Europe. Another common greeting is Shabbat Shalom. For us, this is the standard greeting, Hebraically, Judaically, Shabbat Shalom, which has a sense of have a peaceful Shalom, Shabbat, Sabbath, rest day. Then we have the kindling of the Shabbat candles, the lighting of the lights. This is the overview here, Chabarim. Now the kindling of the Shabbat lights, the lighting of the candles, the lights to usher in Yom HaShabbat, the Sabbath. Now the practice is said to be a rabbinic institution dating back to around 500 CE when the Talmud, as it's now called, the Compendium of Teaching. Talmud is the operative word that simply means teaching, but speaking about what's known as the Talmud, was codified roughly around 500 CE. And over the centuries, the practice became a tradition. Customarily, it was the woman, the mother of the house, the honorable woman of the house, the woman of the house who lit the Sabbath, the Shabbat lights, the Sabbath candles, but anyone may light them. Now, it is the Judaic and the Jewish custom to light at least two candles, two lights, representing the two passages in HaTorah, in the Torah, in Jah's direction instructions. In those two passages, we are commanded to keep Shabbat. Now, the first occurs in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, that states, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." And the second in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5 and 12, says, observe, right? Observe the Shabbat. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. So the two operative words for the two lights, the zachor, right, and the shamor, zachor, the remember, and the shamor, to observe, right, to observe the Sabbath, the zachor and shamor. The first passage in Shemot in Exodus reads, zachor et yom hashabbat likadsho. Likadsho, to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, Zakor et yom hashabbat, likadsho. Now the second passage in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12 is Shamor et yom hashabbat, likadsho, ka'asher Ivaka Yahuwah Loheka, observe the Sabbath day, Shamor et Yom HaShabbat,
to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Likad sho kaashara tzuka tzawka tzivka Yahuwah Eloheka, as he who be who he be commanded you. So again, the two lights, the two candles to be lit for these two particular verses here from Shemot, Exodus 20 and 8, Zakor, and Devarim, Deuteronomy 5 and 12, Shamor. So why do we light the lights? Often in tradition, the candles, before we say the bracha, the bracha, the bracha, the blessing. Now, according to customary observance, one would not light a fire once Yom HaShabbat, once the Sabbath, the Shabbat has begun. Thus, we light the lights before saying the bracha, the blessing, because the bracha, ha-bracha, is what marks the beginning of HaShabbat, the Sabbath. However, since a bracha always precedes an act, a blessing, a word, sound, power, word, sound for prosperity, for increase, for good, a bracha, invocation, always precedes an act. Some people wave their hands in front of themselves three times before covering their eyes and reciting Ha Bracha, reciting the blessing, ensuring that they don't see the burning candles, the burning lights, until after Ha Bracha has been completed. Although the custom of waving the hands is not drawn from any known text, it has been passed down for many generations. One teaching suggests it intentionally helps the energy. One teaching suggests that it intentionally helps the energy of Shabbat, of the Sabbath, enter into our bodies and welcomes the light of HaShabbat that will accompany us, accompanying I and I throughout the evening, Ha'erev, and into the next day, into the Yom HaShabbat, into the day of the Sabbath. So in order, the order that we do all this is purposeful. So one, we light the lights, lighting the lights. Two, we cover or close our eyes. And three, we recite HaBaraka. We recite the blessing. After lighting the lights, we may bless any children who are present, blessing the wine. And lastly, we give thanks for the food we are about to eat.
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
More!
Fire!
Flush. Perfect. Blessing!
Messiah! 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 Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur Lagoyim, Banatan Lanu et Yehoshua, Mishianu, Ur Haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctified I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Light, flush, perfect, blessed, Messiah, Messiah, Messiah.
the ketchup bump, the conga drum, ringing out, come out of the people, come, from the pan in your celebration. Some will go on to repatriation, some will claim the land of Canaan, and of the slave driver, them be a possession. Oh, oh,
blessing the children for the Shabbat. So here in the blessings and the customs for Yom HaShabbat, for the Shabbat, there's the blessing of the children, blessing the children. There's a beautiful Judaic, Jewish, Hebraic custom in that parents, the father and the mother and the father, that the parents bless their children on Shabbat. This tradition, it derives from the biblical narrative and the story of Yaakov, Jacob, of the patriarch Jacob. Avinu Yaakov, blessing his grandsons Ephraim and Manasseh, or Manasseh, Ephraim and Manasseh. We have this in Bereishit, Genesis chapter 48, verse 20, that reads, so he blessed them that day, saying, by you shall the people of Yisrael give their blessing, saying, may Elohim make you like Ephraim and Manasseh and Manasseh. May Elohim make you, make you all like Ephraim and Manasseh. We also relive the story, right, of the Baraka, the blessing of the children, through a simple Shabbat ceremony. Just after the blessing the lights and lighting the lights, the candles, and before the kiddush, the parents or other adults place both hands on the child's bowed head and recites Ha Baraka, the blessing. Customarily, the blessings, the berkot, the blessings are different for boys and girls. Although there's no reason we cannot bless our children with the attributes of all of our ancestors, the patriarchs and the matriarchs. So here from the Siddur, Yehudi, the prayer book, it says, on Sabbaths and festivals, it is usual for a father to pronounce a benediction or a blessing on his children, saying, now here this is said to sons, La Zakar, and then Le Zakar, Le Nekeba, for the sons or for the males, the sons. God render thee like Ephraim and Manasseh. God render thee. Ye Simcha Elohim, Ke Ephraim, Ve Kim Kim Nase, Kim Nase, Kim Nase, Ve Kim Nase, Ve Kim Nase, and Manasseh again. Ye Simcha, Yisimcha Elohim, Kephraim, Vechim Nashe. Elohim render thee like Ephraim and Manasseh. Yisimcha Elohim, Kephraim, Vechim Nashe, Vechim Nashe, and like Manasseh. And for Le Nekeba, for the daughters, for the females, for the daughters, Elohim render thee like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Elohim render thee like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Yisemech Elohim, Ke Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Ve-Leah. Elohim render thee. Yisemech Elohim. Yisemech Elohim. Elohim render thee. Ke like Sarah. Like Sarah. Rivka. Rivka. Rebecca. Rachel. Rachel. Ve and Leah. Yisemech Elohim. Ke Sarah. Rivka. Rachel ve-Leah. Ani le-Chozir, just repeat again. Le-Zakar, for the males, for the sons. Ye-Simcha Elohim, ke-Ephraim ve-Chimnashe. Elohim, render thee like Ephraim and like Manasseh. Le-Nekeva, for the females, for the daughters, Lenekeva. Ye Semech Elohim, Kesara, Rivka, Rachela, Velea. So bless the youths, teach them your truth, your truth.
And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Tonight, to the point where I have to ask, who am I?
Then I remember what they do to Christ. He was nailed to a cross and crucified. Now that the light came to me, I wonder if they're gonna do the same to me. And when the truth hits painfully, that's when you know if you're really who you claim to be. For so long we've been denied, rejected and brutalized.
Ethiopians by blood, Africa was born in us.
We love the children.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Blessing the Baraka, the Baracha, the Baraka over the wine. Now, one of the 10 words, Esaret HaDevarim, often called erroneously, but referred to as the 10 Commandments, one of the 10 words is to remember, Zachor. Zachor, to remember the Yom Shabbat, Hayom HaShabbat, to remember the Sabbath day, to sanctify it. Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, that reads, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat likadisho. Zachor, remember, et yom, the day, HaShabbat, of the Sabbath, likadisho, to sanctify, to set it apart. So, we understand, we understand, get a good standing, come to overstanding that this word, this commandment, to mean that we must declare Shabbat to be Odesh, holy, set apart, likadisho. The sages, they pointed out that the word zakor, is often associated with wine and yayin. So the sages had pointed out that the Hebrew word zakor, remember, is often associated with wine. And thus the mitzvah, the commandment of sanctifying Shabbat, the Sabbath, is done with wine, in a baraka, a blessing called Kiddush. Another reason for using wine, or if you prefer grape juice, or in the renewed covenant, the chalice, right, is to lend a celebratory feeling to HaShabbat, the Sabbath meal that follows, distinguishing it as a special festive occasion, different than other meals during the Shavua, during the week, the Shavua, the other 6 days. Now the bracha, the blessing, we say over the wine, the yayin, or over the chalice, it ends with the Hebrew words, borei pri hagafen, that refer to the fruit of the wine, of the vine, the fruit of the vine, borei pri hagafen, the one who created the fruit, the borei, the creator of the pri, the fruit of ha, the gafen, the vine. Traditionally, the wine should be made from grapes if wine is used. And in a new covenant, the chalice, right? It says, Robeinu Yeshua HaNotri, he said that he will partake of it, won't partake of it until he partake of it anew in the kingdom. So traditionally, wine is made from grapes. Children or those who do not drink wine, they may recite the Kiddush over grape juice. So, on Friday evening, the traditional Shabbat Kiddush, it consists of three sections. On the Friday evening, the traditional Shabbat Kiddush, it consists of three sections. One, an excerpt from the book of Genesis, the Sefer Bereishith, Genesis chapter 1, verses 31 to Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. This describes how Elohim, the Almighty Power, rested on the seventh day, blessed it, and hallowed it, and set it apart, and sanctified it. Secondarily, a baraka, a blessing over the wine. And thirdly, a baraka, a blessing over Shabbat. Now, on Shabbat morning, we recite a shorter kiddush on the shacharit of the Shabbat on the morning. But the traditional Shabbat, the evening, Friday evening kiddush, consists of three sections. Once again, one, an excerpt from the book of Genesis, the Sefer Bereishith, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31 to Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. This describes how Ha-Elohim rested on the seventh day, blessed it, and hallowed it, and set it apart. Two, a baraka, a blessing over the wine, over the chalice. Three, a baraka, a blessing over Shabbat, over Sabbath, and for the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, send it salam.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, it is the only
labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat.
Vayhi erev, vayhi boker, yom hashishi. Vaykulu hashemayim v'haaretz v'kol tzva'am. Vaykol Elohim b'yom hashvi'i milakto asher asa. Vayishbot b'yom hashvi'i mikol milakto asher asa. Vayvarek Elohim et yom hashvi'i vaykadesh oto. Ki vo shavat mikol milakto asher bara Elohim lahasot. The bracha, the blessing over the wine and the sanctification, the setting apart of HaShabbat, of the Sabbath. First, the Hebrew. Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech haOlam, Borei Pri haGafen. Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech haOlam, Asher Kirshanu beMitzvotav, VeRatzavanu, VeShabbata Kodesho. Be'ahava uvaratzona hina chilanu, zikarona le'maaseh, v'reishith. Ki huo yom techila le'mikrei kodesh. Zekhira litziat mitzrayim. Ki avanu vacharta v'otanu kedashta. Mikol ha amin, v'shabata kadshecha, be'ahava uvaratzona hina chaltanu, barukata Yahua mikadesh ha-shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahua, he who be, who he be, Adonai, Donai, Cha, Rastafari, and I, Elohim, Sovereign of all, Creator of the fruit of the vine. Blessed art the I, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Adonai, Adonai, Cha, Rastafari, I and I, Elohim, Almighty Power, Sovereign of all, who, finding favor with us, with I and I, sanctified us, set I and I apart with mitzvot, commandment. In love and favor, you made the holy Shabbat our heritage as a reminder of the work of creation, the work of the Ayreishan. As first among our sacred days, it recalls the exodus from Mitzrayim. You chose us, I and I, and set us, I and I, apart from the peoples. In love and favor, you have given us, I and I, your holy Shabbat as an inheritance. Blessed art thou, the I, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Adonai, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, who sanctifies, who sets apart Ha Shabbat. And here is the abbreviated Kiddush. There's an abbreviated Kiddush option and Kiddush that is recited on the Shabbat, the Sabbath morning, right here. Often usually be read as Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech haOlam, Borei Pri haGafen. Blessed art the eye, O Adonai, Adonai Eloheinu, our Elohim, our almighty power, Melech HaOlam, King of the universe, universal king, sovereign of the universe, universal sovereign, Melech HaOlam, Borei, the creator, Borei, Puri, the fruit of HaGafen, of the vine, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Borei Puri HaGafen, HaGafen, Baruch Atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Borei Puri HaGafen. The blessing for the wine, for the cup, for the chalice. Baruch Atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Borei Puri Ha Gafen.
Well, you check it now. People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke, it makes you cool, you know. It stimulates your mind and makes you sit down and meditate. Instead, you get foolish. You sit down and then you can meditate.
Yes, Shabbat meditation, herb for my wine, yes, I. So, yeah, we bless the chalice, bless the cup, yes, I. So, here, we also have the blessing over the challah. What is the challah? Turn the scripts to Numbers chapter 15, verse 20 to 21. So, here, the blessing over the bread that's known scripturally as the challah. Now, the challah, what is the challah? It refers to the special twisted loaf of bread eaten by Yehudim, by Jews on Shabbat and other special occasions. The bread, yes, I, the bread, the lamb's bread. These loaves can be purchased in bakeries and grocery stores, but, you know, some people try and they choose to, you know, make their own. So I and I own, you know, the lamb's bread. So as detailed in Numbers, the book of Numbers, Sefer Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 15, verses 20 to 21. Let's go here, KJV, from low degrees to high degrees here. King James Version, Numbers chapter 15, verse 20, says, "Ye y'all shall offer up a cake of the first of your dough for an heave offering, as ye y'all do the heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall ye y'all heave it." Here in the Hebrew, here going to Tanakh, Reshitha eri esotechem chala tarimu tarima kita rumat goren kain tarimu otah. Next verse right here, Numbers chapter 15, verse 21, KJV, says, "Of the first of your dough, ye all shall give la Yahuwah to he who be to Jehovah, and heave offering in your generations." May reshita erisotekem titnua la Yahuwah teruma le dorotekem. So here, the first portion, this is speaking about the first portion of your kneading, the first portion of the dough, the first portion of the kneading, you know, like kneading the dough. Right here in the Vrit, it says, Reshita erisotekem, the challah. You shall separate as a dough offering, or the challah, in all your generations, give the first reshith of your kneading as an elevated gift, the heave offering, tarimu, tarimu, the teruma, 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 to cause it to go up. The heave offering sometimes is brought out as a contribution or offering, translating the KJV as a heave offering, sometimes referring to any offering, an offering to Elohim, an offering of grain. It could be an offering of money, a contribution. But getting to the root, right, as we get to the root of the concept of the heave offering, this present, the terumat is from room, room, room in the Hebrew means to rise up or to lift up, to raise up. So thus it can be brought out as an elevated gift to Yahuwah Eloheinu. Now, when preparing the challah, therefore it is mitzvah, 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 or tradition, commandment, mitzvah, or tradition to take out a piece of the dough before braiding or baking the challah that gets burnt in the oven. It is from this mitzvah, that the word challah, challah is said to originate. Now here, within these two verses right here, it has challah, challah. Let's bring up the challah. The challah is the H2471. Basically, often it's translated as cake, like a cake, right? A cake, as if it's pierced, right? Or a cake, challah, as if it's perforated, right? The challah, a cake usually punctured, right? A cake from, yes, from that root halal, halal having that same kind of a sense right there, you know, to like pierce, to pierce. But basically referring to the cake here, the challah. Now, performing the mitzvah, right, of taking out a piece of dough, sometimes referred to as, quote, the taking of the challah, is a common, you know, it's a common to ask for baraka, especially for healing for those who are ill or those who are sickly. Now, in ancient times, this small piece of dough, right, was given to HaKohanim, to the Kohanim, to the priest, as a reminder that the material things we have in this world, Olam Hazeh, are not just for us, not just for I and I. By setting something aside for others, we stay humble and are able to give, even as we bake, create, and do things for ourselves, for I and I selves. It is traditional for two whole chalot, chalot, the chalot is a plural of the challah, right, to be used on Shabbat, representing the double portion of manna, the manna that fell in the Midbar in the wilderness. As detailed, we get the details in Exodus and Shemot, Exodus chapter 16, verses 22 to 32. So that no B'nai Yisrael, no son, no child of Yisrael would have to gather food on HaShabbat, on the Sabbath day. Now reciting a baraka, a blessing over the challah, it offers another chance, another opportunity to fulfill Ha Mitzvah, to do a mitzvah, the commandment that's mentioned in two places in HaTorah, namely in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, where we have Zachor, to remember, and in Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 5, verse 12, where we have Shamor, that commands I and I to keep, to remember and observe, to remember and observe, almost braided, so to speak, as one command, both from Exodus, Shemot 20 and 8, where it says to remember Zakor, and in Deuteronomy, Devarim 5 and 12, where it says Shamor, commanding I and I to keep in the sense of to remember Zakor and to Shamor and to observe Ha Shabbat. In Yehudim observance and Judaic observance, it is customary to say a baraka of toda, towada, of thanks and thanksgiving, the miskana, as you would say, bamarinya. So the toda, the baraka of toda, before eating any food, especially on Yom HaShabbat,
especially on the day of the Shabbat on Sabbath. When we are thankful, full of thanks, thankful to have made it through another Shavuah, another 7 days, another week, another strong, and to have special food to eat. Now, before it is served, the challah is covered, often with a special decorative cloth. If a knife is to be used to cut the challah, it too is covered. These traditions, they remind I and I, they remind us of the importance of both dignity and peace and shalom. It is true, as some may have heard, that we cover the challot so they have dignity, like the beautiful menorah, the lampstand, and the sweet wine, the yayin, the wine, the chalice. And don't sit uncovered like a plain loaf of bread. So before we're ready to, you say, deal with it, it's covered. It doesn't sit uncovered like a plain loaf of bread. Because Yom HaShabbat, the Sabbath, is a time of shalom. We cover the knife. We cover the knife too, if one is being used. So we aren't looking at what can be used as a weapon. Yes, just as we begin Yom HaShabbat. Now, of course, lots of people often tear the challot, you know, the bread, though, so a knife usually isn't, you know, needed at all. Now, following the kiddush that we just went through, the kiddush, especially over the wine or the chalice, right? Following the kiddush, setting apart, making it kadash, set apart, sacred, eilified. One, the challot, the breads, the two breads, are uncovered, and the hamotzi, baraka, is recited. Others sitting at the table may join in reciting the baraka, the blessing, the word sound of increase, of prosperity, baraka, or answer B'teyavon. It's like saying bon appetit, b'teyavon, right, at its conclusion. So what is the hamotzi baraka, one of the Shabbat, the Sabbath blessings? It is the blessing over bread before a meal. And it basically is simple, but it's sweet, it's straight to the point, We say this baraka before eating bread, namely the challah, at the beginning of a meal on Shabbat. Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz. Blessed be the eye, blessed art thou, Adonai, I Elohim, I and I, Almighty Power, Sovereign of the Universe, Sovereign of all, who brings forth bread from the earth. Ani lechozir, I repeat, Baruch Atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, HaMotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. The key words here, Hamotzi, the one who brings, the bringer, right? Lechem, bread. Min, from Haaretz, from the earth, from the earthly plane. Now, it's interesting, one of the psalms, they talk about, you know, herb for the service of man. I think that same psalm is where this word sound, the main part of the baraka, is derived from. The Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz. So that there is the HaMotzi, the bringer, the one who brings, like the producer, the bringer. We're thanking Yahweh Jehovah. He is the bringer. As in the blessing over the wine, we say Bore. He is the creator. So the first part, following the Kiddush, the Halot are uncovered, and the Hamotzi Baraka is recited. Others sitting at the table, at the Shulchan, may join in reciting the Baraka or answer, B'teyavon, bon appetit, at its conclusion. Secondarily, the halot. The halot are then sliced or broken apart with pieces distributed to all who are present. And thirdly, before eating the challah, the bread, it is traditional to salt it. The sprinkles just a little salt on it. And it's interesting because in Torah it says about how that little bit of salt, right, on it, you know, the offerings, right? So if you use salt, then, you know, make sure it's that it's a good sea salt, you know, a little bit of salt to salt it. This custom is most often connected with the sacrifices, zevachim, made at the Heikal in Jerusalem. And also we have this in HaTorah as well, which use salt on all offerings on the Mizbeach on the altar. Now, once we welcome HaShabbat with the Berkot, Barakot, the blessings over the lights, over the candles, over the wine or the chalice, over the challah, over the bread, the lamb's bread, and young people, you know, around the shulchan, around your table, you know, take time to relax, enjoy the dinner, enjoy the sup, you know, in a way you may not have been able to, or usually not able to, during the rest of the Shavua. So once again, Shabbat Shalom, and bete yavon, you know, bon appetit. You know, a good appetite. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, usually we have the Lekha Dodi, right? And we just like to share the Hey Baby Lekha Dodi and welcoming the Sabbath, you know, and welcoming the bride and welcoming Ha Shabbat. And then riding up, here. Today we have a Psalm 129, but coming forward. Shabbat Shalom, send me salam, welcoming the Shabbat. Lekha Dodi.
Lekha dodi, dodi, dodi. Lekha dodi, likrat atala. Pene Shabbat, nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lekha dodi, likrat atala. Pene Shabbat, nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lekha dodi likrati atala bnei shabbati nekapala. Keep and remember we're fused in one word. When the voice divine, Ivine, at Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad. Wa he will be, we be, Jehovah. Yihyah, chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem U'ula Kitareta, with Tehillah. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. Lekha dodi likrati atala, bnei shabbati nekabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing Baraka divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha dodi likrati atala, bnei shabbati nekabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guest. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again to his grace. Lekha dodi likrati atala, bnei shabbati nekapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha dodi likrati atala, bnei shabbati nekapala. Arise, O arise,
for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha todi alikrati yakala, b'nei shafati yinikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lekha dodi alikrati yakala, b'nei shafati yinikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steep, sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha todi alikrati yakala, b'nei shafati yinikabala. We, I, and I greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah Rastafari. We, I, and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I welcome thy day. We, I, and I welcome thy night. Lekha dodi alikrati kala, b'nei shafati yinikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha-shabbat, the Sendet, greet.
Sendet salam, Sendet salam. Sendet salam.
Sendet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Sendet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Bemezmor Dawid. Bittanahule. Besama Abba Wel Women Feskadu Sahadu Amla Amen. Kibar Lakal, Kibar Lakilsu, Kibar Lahayat. A good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when down on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom.
people get caught in a dissonant mind. History behind Babylon come with a different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only channel. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place to get them all, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. God said take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam. Shabbat shalom. And better the im negative Yehuda Machaber line of Judah Society LOJS. Yeah. The bar we highly stand. A judge away away. A judge away.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Ja, al shalasi ainusan.
Ja, Rastafari live it. Lassi I live it, and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Ja. Ja. Ja.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, and the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. 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 Forever.
מזמור צד גימל. אדוני מלאך גאות לבש, לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל בלטימות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לבטך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هولد بك النف زتنا سوس بسم بسكن يمسغانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير حيلن لبسة حات تكم عالمن اندهتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمن عبيتو ونزوج كف كف عدربو ونزوج كالو تشاتشون كف كف عدربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምጽ ከባህርም ታላቅ መገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክር እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል። ቅድስና ይገባል።
Ja, Rastafari.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up, wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
መዝሙር 128 በቅንፍ 129 የማዕረግ መዝሙር እስራኤል ከትንሽነቴ ጀምሮ ብዙ ጊዜ ተሰለፉብኝ በል ከትንሽነቴ ጀምሮ ብዙ ጊዜ ተሰለፉብኝ ነገር ግን አላሸነፉኝም ኃጢአተኞች በጀርባዬ ላይ መጡኝ ኃጢአታቸውንም አስረዘሙአት እግዚአብሔር ጻድቅ ነው የኃጢአተኞችን አንገታቸውን ቆረጠ ኤዮንን የሚጠሉ ሁሉ ይፈሩ ወደ ኋላቸውም ይመለሱ በሰገነት ላይ እንደበቀለ ሳር ሳይነቀል እንደሚደርቅ ለሚያጭደው እጁን ነዶቹንም ለሚሰበስብ እቅፉን እንደማይሞላ ይሁን በመንገድም የሚያልፉ የእግዚአብሔር በረከት በእናንተ ላይ ይሁን በእግዚአብሔር ስምን መርቃችኋለን አይሉ
Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up, wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I.
with the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there, and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
The plow was plowed up on my back. Sufferers esteemed a sufferer's plea. Ibn sufferers esteemed a sufferer's plea. They sufferers esteemed a sufferer's plea. They sufferers esteemed a sufferer's plea. They sufferers esteemed a sufferer's plea. Sufferers esteemed a sufferer's plea. Sufferers esteemed a sufferer's plea. Ibn Ezra had held that the psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf 8, Psalm 129, it relates to the Babylonian captivity. And our captivity now also in the prophecy is also a Babylonian-type captivity, a view that is accepted by many moderns. Others connect it with the troublous times of Nehemiah. It has affinities, some say, with Psalm CXXIV, which would be Psalm 124, which probably belongs to that period. Others argue in favor of a pre-exilic date. So some others say that actually from their study of the psalm, it seems to have been before the exile, while others in viewing the psalm and how do I see the psalm based on studying it, right? Some see it was before the exile, pre-exilic date. Others say it was during the Babylonian and relates to the Babylonian captivity or after that time. And some relate the psalm to the attack upon Yerushalayim, upon Jerusalem, by Sennacherib, Right, and all this is historically factual too as well. You know, I think even the Assyrians, you know, the Assyrians, they talk about this, and they even, you know, draw our ancient people on the wall monuments. You see their locks, you know, and their woolly hair. But anyway, right here, so we have a sufferer's plea. So the time that we have here, we'd like to go through the Royal Amharic, you know, firstly, foremostly, and then get into the Hebrew study of this. We're already in the Hebrew right now, but I'd like to kind of, you know, just share right here. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians and the male children of Israel? Here we have the native speaker, Abraham Chebudah, from the King of Kings Bible, the line of the tribe of Judah Bible right here, Book of the Seven Seals, amongst the KJV. Here we have on the world rhythm. That rhythm there, well, you'll hear it right here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Stay tuned. Ow, 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 ow. So right here, we have...
Stammering lips and another tongue. Stammering lips and 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 stammering lips. With stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this speech, to this speech, to this speech, to this speech. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear.
So right here, we have today's daily psalms. Let's go through some of the basics right here. Today's daily psalm in the Royal Amharic. Stay tuned for the Hebrew, the Midrash right here. We have Mezmor, Bamarinya. We say Mezmor in the Hebrew. We have Mezmor from Zamar, Zemre, which means to chant. And also in the ancient, Zamar, Zemre is a witness, so a psalm, a chant, musically speaking, Isis intonation. But also in the ancient chant, a psalm can be a witness as well. But we have Mezmor here, Meto Haya Zeten. Here we're going to actually go from our printing here from 2011, the 400 year, right, of the KJV Bible, and we find that the only two kings, King James and the King of Kings, Haile Selassie, in history at least, what we've found in history, actually fulfilled what the Torah says that kings upon the throne that say that they have divine right to rule should do concerning the scriptures, the holy scriptures. So here we put them side by side in the Mezmor de David, Psalm of David, a parallel Bible version containing one volume, both the 1611 A.D., English, KJV, and the Ethiopian King of Kings, 1961 A.D., Amharic text, which was originally published by Moa Anbesas M. Negeri Yehuda, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah have prevailed, Kermawi Kermawi Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, Yumek Ziyadia, Elect of God, Negusa Negeza Ethiopia. So here, the HIM Bible version and the KJV, the HSV and the KJV side by side. Have a few introductions, annotations, and commentary here. This was from the Special Jubilee printing in 2011. looking forward to doing a revision, an update, you know, maybe add a few more notes and a few typos here or there, but overall, a very good reference, you know, point for I and I and I and I study. So here we have Psalm 129. Psalm 129 is one of the songs of ascents. As we find in the superscription here, Bamarinya, Be'amarinya, in that pure language, it defines the pure language from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Yeh me'arig. Yeh me'arig mezmor. Yeh me'arig mezmor. This corresponding to the Hebrew, the Shir Ha-Ma'alot. Shir Ha-Ma'alot, Ma'alot. Aliyah, to go up, Ma'ari. Here we have a song of ascent. So Psalms 120 to Psalm 134 are referred to as ascension psalms. There are the group of 15 psalms, right, that are introduced, right, in the Hebrew with Shir Ha-Ma'alot, Shir Ha-Ma'alot. Shir, a song, Ha, the Ma'alot, Ma'alot, of the going up, of the ascent. To put this in context, when the pilgrims, especially in the three times of the year, the Hebrew, the Israelites, the Torah observant, right, pilgrims will be pilgrimaging, right, in the three times in the year, there were songs, there were chants, that as ones would be moving in a throng, in a crowd, you know, meeting up on the road, you know, would be singing songs, and as they would be climbing the mountain, right, the mountain to Mount Zion, and a little further up, at a little higher elevation, was Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, where the temple was. So literally, in the pilgrimage, we would reach Mount Zion, the castle, the city of David. And then a little bit higher, at a slightly higher elevation, was where Shlomo, Solomon, son of David, built the temple of Yerushalayim. And that is Mount, you know, that is, you know, Mount Moriah. Mount Moriah is a little higher height. So when we would pilgrimage, the first stop that we would stop at would be Mount Zion, before we continue the trod, right, for the Holy Feast Festival Day to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, and particularly to Mount Moriah. That was where the temple was built, according to the scripture. So there were 15 psalms, and it is said, and from our study, it seems to make the best sense, contextually, historically speaking, that they would chant these psalms, and these psalms were even listed as psalms for going up, for the going up. So when we say the Aliyah. In the Hebrew, the word for ascent or degrees, the same word, you know, we could look at the word as ascent, right, or degree, right, means literally to go up. And as a verb, this word was used and still is used and should be used by us, once lost, now found, in reference to the return, or the Aliyah, right, the return, the going up, the return from the Babylonian captivity, according to Ezra chapter 7, verse 9. Thus, the idea and suggestion is that these 15 psalms were sung by the happy homecoming exilus, or the Falashim, Falashimor, Falashim means one who is an exile, you know, as they approach the Holy Land and Mount Jerusalem and the Holy City. So the idea of going up. The common use of this term, ascent, going up, to go up, it denotes pilgrimage to Jerusalem on the annual three festivals, namely Passover, Harvest, and the ingathering at the end of the year or in the seventh month, the seventh moon. As the pilgrims ascended the holy mount of Zion, it was these songs, these chants that were on their lips and in their hearts, heartically speaking. A good example of this is found in Psalm 121, verse 1, 122, verse 1, 132, verse 13. You know, however, most of the other Jewish commentators have conceded that they are unable to advance any theory or explanation for this group of songs. It's kind of ironic, really, but we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, we can advance and look at the Hebrew, especially since Hebrew is Afro-Asiatic, right? But they cannot advance or explain any theory it is written for this group of psalms, a common feature or theme that will account for the special superscription, a song of ascents, right? But we have. So here, just with that kind of context there, so one's going to understand the context of these psalms. So when you read a song of ascents, a song of degrees, and then you recognize, oh, these are psalms that they were chanting, 15 psalms, like the 15 steps, you know, oh, it makes sense. So here, Bismillah, Wawalu, Menfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, Basham, Ha'ab, Wehabin, Wehrahak, Adosh, Ahwa, Ahad, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, He who be, we be the one. Here, Mezmor, Meto, Haya, Zetain. Here, from the Metaf Kedus, Mezmor, Dawit, Meto, Haya, Cement. The Kinfwist, Meto, Haya, Zetain. So originally the psalm was the 128th psalm, but in the modern Bibles, the later Bibles, it's 129. Yema arig mezmor, a song of going up, a chant, a psalm of ascent. KJV Bible, a song of degrees. This psalm is themed, Be'etzion, elatoch lai, yekarebe tzelot. Be'etzion, elatoch lai, tzion Zion. Be'etzion, on Zion, elatoch, enemies lie above. Bringing out the translation to the English, Bet Zion Telatoch Lai, upon or against up on or against the enemies, Telatosh, the haters of Zion. Against the haters of Zion, Bel Zion, Telatosh, lie, Yekarabe, Karabe, as you have in the Hebrew, Karab, my Karabe, that which is presented, that which is brought near, Yekarabe, Elot, a prayer that is brought near against the enemies, against the haters of Zion. Yema Arig Mezmor, Kut'an, verse 1. Israel, Katanishnete Jamro, Bizugize, Tesalefubin, Yibel. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. May Yisrael, may Israel now say, Israel, 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 Amarinya, Israel, 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 Katanishnete, Tanishnete, Tanish, Tanish, small, Tanishnete, from my small time, to say when I was small, my youth. From my youth, Jemro, starting from my youth, or since my youth, starting from when I was a youth, when I was small, Katnishnete Jemro, Bizu Gize, Bizu, like Nuff, Nuff, Gize, time, Bizu Gize, Nuff time, many times, Bizu Gize, Tesalefu, they have warred, they war, Bin, right, they afflict, to say they afflict, but here in the sense only they war, Tesalefu, Bin. Right, they war against me, bringing out the translative sense, they afflict me, they've afflicted me, to Selefu Bin, Yibel, let him say, Israel, Israel, Katanishnate Jemro, Bizugize to Selefu Bin, Yibel, let Israel say, enough time, many a time have they afflicted I and I from my youth, since I was small, Kut'erhu let, verse 2. Katanishnete Jemro, Bizugize, Tesalefubin, Negargin, Allah Shenefubin. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. They have not won, in other words. They have not won. They have not conquered in that sense. Katanishnete Jemro, so this phrase here, Katanishnete Jemro. Starting from when I was small, in a sense, starting from when I was my youth, when I was small. Bizu gize, enough time, bizu, many, gize, many time, bizu gize, teselefu bin. They have afflicted I, warred against I, negargin, but on the other hand, Allah shenefu, they have not won, they have not conquered, they have not, they beat me, but they have not won, they have not prevailed. Allah shenefu nim. They have not prevailed me. They have not prevailed against me. They have not beat me, in other words. Beat I and I. Kutar source, verse 3. Chatiatenyoch, vejorbaye lai metun. Chatiatachuinim, asa rezemuat. The plow was plowed up on my back. They made long their furrows. Chatiatenyoch. Right, so here. It's interesting right here, just to compare and contrast right here. What do we have in the Hebrew? The Chataim. Here in the Royal Amharic, the Chatiatenyoch, the sinners, those who fall short, who miss the mark, right? The Ukkas. Chatiatenyoch. Be Jerbaye Lai. Jerbaye, my back. Be Jerbaye Lai. The phrase is upon my back. Be Jerbaye Lai. The Ukkas, the sinners, right? Up on my back. Metun, meta in the Hebrew, right? Meta in the Hebrew is like the naka, or meta in the Amharic, like the naka, to hit. Metun, they have hit I. The sinners, the Ukkas, right? Here it doesn't have plowers plowed in that sense, but here bringing out even a new covenant sense that the sinners, upon my back, they hit my back, right? They hit my back. Chati atacho winim. Their uckery, their sin, their lack, their fookery, their uckery, hatiatacho in them, as rezemu, they have increased it, as rezemu, rezeme, to make long, as causing it to be long, as rezemu, they cause it to be long at, they cause it to be long her, they cause it to be long against her, they cause it to be long, right, they made long their furrows. Now, when we look at the direct sense of the Hebrew here, the pharaohs. This reminds me of that picture. I forget the brother's name. There's two pictures like that if you look up some of what happened to our ancestors over here, especially in the Americas, where the man show his back, and his back have all those furrows, those welts against it, right? But if you look at how one could beat somebody with a cord, like our people were beat on the plantation, and you look at their back. In fact, that's a good meme. Somebody do this meme if you haven't already done or shared if you see it out there. Take the back of the black man, right? Of course, they were women, but we have some pictures of black men that were whipped with the whips. The whips against my back is what this psalm is bringing out in the prophetic sense. And then compare that to the tracks of the ground. So when it says furrows in the English, it's like the tracks of the ground. You know, like when you see corn or crops growing and they have even rows, they made these rows. In other words, those are the furrows, the deep part. You know, the deep parts, we can make the deep part in the ground and we put the seed, you know, in there so it can get good root and the water can settle there so it can grow. Yeah, but this is what they did against our backs. So a good word pick would be like a split screen, in other words, where you see one who had their back plowed up by the whip. You know what's interesting just on this point right here? Some of y'all may have seen that Mel Gibson movie, The Color. Brother Gene Lamar, who I and I went to school with. Hail up Gene Lamar, The Color of the Cross. But no, the other movie, the Mel Gibson movie, the one Passion of the Christ. And you remember the part where he was whipped, like many of us was whipped on the plantations and everything, many of our ancestors, you know, we feel it for them because they be we and we be they. But anyway, but we be here in this reality. So the split screen to kind of show, you know, right there, what many people said that when he saw that, you know, like many of these Christians, this is the hypocrisy of counterfeit Christianity, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Christianity. He saw that movie, The Passion of Christ, and he saw the Mel Gibson character playing a Caesar Borgia type of Christ, right? A Christ character, right? But so they whipped his back, right? And they said it was so brutal. A lot of people, they were so touched. Oh, how they whipped our Lord. I said, Chan, these hypocrites. You know what I mean? Because basically, this is what really happened. So when you look at that movie there, though it's special effects and all that, you know, for effect, you know, if that bothers you, you know, whether you are Jew or Gentile, that's what they have done, and that's what this is speaking about here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 129, particularly verse 3. The plow was plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. And in other words, here it's taking the literal furrow from the ground, as a plower will plow the ground and make deep tracks in the ground, that when they whipped us on our backs, our ancestors, they made these deep tracks, so deep sometimes the skin fell off. The wheels extended a long way across the back, evidencing what? What was that the evidence of? The extreme brutality of the down-presser man. So let's go to Kutar Arat, verse 4. Egziavihar tzadik no. Yechat etenyochin an getachowin warate. Wow. The Lord here, KJV said, the Lord is righteous. He has cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Bamarinya in the King of Kings Bible, right? In the Lion of Judah Bible, Revelation 5:5, we have right here, Kutararat, Exiavihar, the sustainer, Yahweh, he who be, Tzadik, righteous, Nawu, he is, he be. Exiavihar, Tzadik, no. The sustainer is righteous. Yechat yatenyo chin, the sinners. Notice here in the King of Kings Bible, instead of saying the plowers in this sense, now it brings them out as they were the uckers, right? The uckers, and you know what I mean, right? The uckers, they were the fornicators under the crown of the king, calling themselves Christian. You know what I mean? Yechat yatenyo chin, right? The sinners, angetacho win, their necks. So here we have the anget, right? Anget. Angetacho win, parete. He has cut their necks. Yechat yatenyo chin, angetacho win, parete. KJV bringing out more of the, we could say, the foundational Hebrew sense, but here in the King of Kings Bible, bringing out the New Covenant sense, we can even say, Yechat yatenyo chin an getachowin, the neck of the sinners, their neck. The sinners, they all have one neck. It's not saying their necks, but like all the sinners, plural, they have one neck. Quarete, and Exiavia, Yahuwah, Jehovah, has cut it. Kutar arat, again, Exiavia tzadikno. Yechat yatenyo chin an getachowin, quarete. Kutar Amis, verse 5. Tzionin, yemit aluhulu yifaru, wodechwalacho wim yimelesu. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Tzion, that hate Zion, all them that hate her. Tzionin, Zion, Tzionin, yemit alu, the haters, they who hate, yemit alu, hulu, all, yifaru here is like, let them be afraid. You know, let them be afraid. Let them fear. May they fear. Yeferu, right? May they be reverent in that sense. You know, may they respect, right? Sionin yamila aluhulu yeferu. If they can't respect, then just let them be afraid. Wada chwala chowim. Wada towards chwala. Chwala, as achir in the Hebrew, chwala means the back. Chwala chow, their back. Chwala chowim, and their back. Wada chwala chowim, and towards their back. Yemelesu. May they return. Let them return backward. Let them go backward. Let them return backward. Siyonin yamiyat aluhulu yifarru. Wadu khalachawim yimalesu. Yimalesu. Kutar sidis. Verse 6. Besegnet layinda bekalesar. Saya nekalandamiya darika. Let them make them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Besegnet, segnet. Segnet like the housetop, almost like kind of like veranda, housetop. Segnet, besegnet lie in the bekele sar. Bekele, 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 bekele. You know, like the grass that, sar is the grass, you know, like the grass that sprout up. Saya nekel, say nekel, say nekel and dimi darik. May it wither, may it dry up. Right, in other words, may it dry up in that sense. Sai nekel, you know, before it's even harvested in a sense. Sai nekel in the midarek. Be segnet lie in the bek elasar. Sai nekel in the midarek. Let them, make them be as grass upon the housetop, which withereth. The withereth is like dry up in the midarek. Right, become darek in the midarek. That dryeth up before it groweth or before it's even harvested. You know, let it dry, let it rot. You know, put at a sabbat, verse 7. Let me yach doa ijun. Nedoo chun bemiya sevesiba ikufun and maya mula yuhunu. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Lemiyach do ijun. So the mower here would be like the reaper, right? The reaper, right? For the one who reaps iju, his hand. Lemiya yach do ijun, for the reaper's hand. Nedoo chun. Okay, here, nedo, the nedowoch is like the sheaves. For the one who gathers, lemia sebesib, for the gathering, ikofun, the embrace, in the maya mola, right, in the maya mola, does not fill. He does not fill a yuhunu. So bringing out the sense of wherewith the reaper filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth, that embraceth, to say bindeth sheaves. You know, like when they grab up like the wheat or whatnot, you know, and you see them like carrying all the stalks like close to their chest. That's the sense of nedo wochun, like nedo wochun, the sheaves, the nedo, right? The nedo wochun, lemia sebesiba ikfu, right? Ikfu is like the bosom, right? To say to embrace the bosom, ikfun in the mai mola is to fill, like mela in the Hebrew, mulu in the Amharic, mela mola in the mai mola. As that which does not fill, like he doesn't fill his ikafu, his bosom. Yehunu, let them be, may they become. Kutar cement, verse 8. Kutar cement, bemen geduma and miyalfu, egzia viher bereketa benantelaya yehun, be egzia viher sima in a merkach hualen, ailum. Neither do they that go by say, the baraka, the blessing, the bereket of Igziavi, her sustain of Yahuwah, be up on you. We bless you in the name of Igziavi, her name of Yahuwah, in the name of the sustainer. Hear. Bemen gedum, yemi yalfu. Menged is way. Bemen gedum, and in the way, and in his way, and in the way, yemi yalfu. Alefeh, yalefeh, yemiyalfu, to pass, like the passengers, the passers-by, the pedestrians, we can even say, the pedestrians in the way, like on the way, right? The pedestrians on the street, so to say, the pedestrians in the way, but men gadum, yemiyalfu, this brings out the sense of neither do they which go by say, ye gziavia bereket, benantelai yehun, ye gziavia, gziavia, the sustainer, bereket, the sustainer, Yahuwah, Jehovah's bereket, his increase, his prosperity. Right, King James, they translate as blessing, but we did a vid why, you know, we have caution, but we still refer to it here for simple point of reference. But more better to increase the prosperity of the sustainer of the Almighty. Yeah, gziavia bereket, the bereket of the sustainer. Be enante lai. Enante is to say like you all. Enante hulachu, like all of y'all, right? Be enante lai upon all of y'all. Yehun, let it be. Be gziavia hersim. Sim, corresponding to the Shem, the name, Shem in the Hebrew. Here, Bamarinya and Amharic, we have Sim, right? Sim, the Sim of the sustainer, the name of the sustainer, in Merkat Shechualen. Merk, it's almost like the congratulations, but it also means graduation. It has a sense of graduation. We congratulate you in Merkat Shechualen, right? Last word, Ailum, they don't say. Ailum, they don't, so the verb we have here at the end, they will not say who? The men geduma yemiyalfu, those who pass by along the way, won't say, yeh gziyabia barriket benantelai Yehun, Begziar Yosim, Emerkat Chualen, Ailum. So here. Yes, I to get into some more of the details here. It's a little bit of time here. Got 6 minutes, y'all, before we write off the Hebrew, so we can get into some of the Midrash, the study, and get more of the full of the context, right, even here in the season. Just a little bit right here. Neither do they that go by say, the men gedum, imiyalfu, right? We learn from Ruth. Now, Ruth coming up for harvest, the fourth of the seven feasts, the festival that we're looking forward to, first day Sunday right here, the Feast of the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Zion. What we learn from Ruth, Ruth is one of the books that are from the ancient times were appointed to be read during the harvest season. So the Megillah, actually not the book, but the scroll. We say the Megillah. The Megillah is the scroll, right? The Megillah, right? The scroll of Cherut, right? Of Ruth, or Cherut, right? Is read during this particular season right here. So we learn from Ruth chapter 2, verse 4, that it was customary. It was a custom, the tribe, the tradition for a passerby, a pedestrian, to address a baraka, we say blessing in the English, an invocation of prosperity and increase, a baraka, or quote, a blessing to the reapers, such as Yahuwah, such as Jehovah be with you, such as he who be, or Berkat Yahuwah Elekem, Berkat Yahuwah Elekem, Berkat, the blessing of Yahuwah, or Yahuwah, Berkat Yahuwah Elekem, the blessing of he who be, who he be upon you. But no baraka, no invocation of prosperity or increase of Hailahim, of the source of the power, can be invoked upon men. Men and people engage upon work of so malicious a character. You get it? You get this psalm right here? This psalm, basically, though it is couched in the agricultural sense as what would happen throughout the years on the land, here it has a prophetic sense that what they did to us, even over here of this 400 years, was like what ones would do to the ground. Right, and therefore, no one should bless. You know. They say blah blah blah. Bless America, kaka. Yeah, that's what this is saying. No baraka of Elohim can be invoked upon men, at least the men and people. For the country is just the land. The earth is the Lord. So it's upon the men and the people who are engaged upon work of so malicious a character to say, we bless you, we invoke prosperity and increase upon you in the name of Yahweh. Hey, can we say that to such ones in ordinary circumstances? And among I and I, the prayer would imply, right, when we do say to one and one, even in this season, this time, I and I bless the I and I invoke a word sound of increase and prosperity in the name of the Almighty upon you. The prayer here is, may Elohim, may the power prosper your work, prosper the work of your hands. But in connection with today's daily psalm, who could utter such a hope, an expectation in this connection with those who had done to Jah people what they had done did. Yes, yes. So here, 2 minutes before we get into the grace of this podcast, here, in the upper room, yes, I, of Zion, yes, I, Rastafari, here. Oh.
مزمور متو هاي سمنت بك النف متو هاي زدي يما اراج مزمور اسرائيل كتنش النتي جمرو بزوج زي تسلفوا بني بل كتنش النتي جمرو بزوج زي تسلفوا بني نقر جن على الشنفنيم هات اعتنوش بجر باي لاي متون هات اعتنوش ما سرز زموات اجزياب هيرت عادقنو يهات اعتنوشين انجتاتشون قررته ኤዮንን የሚጠሉ ሁሉ ይፈሩ ወደ ኋላቸውም ይመለሱ በሰገነት ላይ እንደበቀለ ሳር ሳይነቀል እንደሚደርቅ ለሚያጭደው እጁን ነዶቹንም ለሚሰበስብ እቅፉን እንደማይሞላ ይሁን በመንገድም የሚያልፉ የእግዚአብሔር በረከት በእናንተ ላይ ይሁን በእግዚአብሔር ስም እንመርቃችኋለን አይሉ
Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The flowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he has cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
مزمور متو هيا سمنت بك انف متو هيا زدين يما اراج مزمور اسرائيل كتنشنتي جمرو بزوجي زي تسلفو بني بل كتنشنتي جمرو بزوجي زي تسلفو بني نگر جن على الشنفوني هات اعتن يوش بجرباي لاي متوني هات اعتن شونم عصر الزموان اجزياب هيرت عادق نو يهات اعتن يوشين عنجت عشون قررت ጽዮንን የሚጠሉ ሁሉ ይፈሩ ወደ ኋላቸውም ይመለሱ በሰገነት ላይ እንደበቀለ ሳር ሳይነቀል እንደሚደርቅ ለሚያጭደው እጁን ነዶቹንም ለሚሰበስብ እቅፉን እንደማይሞላ ይሁን በመንገድም የሚያልፉ የእግዚአብሔር በረከት በእናንተ ላይ ይሁን በእግዚአብሔር ስምን መርቃችኋለን አይሉ 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 Ailu, 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 Ailu.
Selassie is our master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Last of all, right power overthrow them, yeah.
Yeah, man, now, fireball, the world.
מזמור קוף קפטט שיר המעלות רבת צררוני מן נעוריי יומרנה ישראל רבת צררוני מן נעוריי גם לא יאכלו לי על גבי חרשו חורשים האריכו למעניתם אדוני צדיק קיצץ עבות רשעים יבושו ויסוגו אחור כל שונאי ציון יהיו כחציר גגות שקדמת שלף יבש שלא מילא חפו קוצר וחיצנו מאמר ולא אמרו העוברים ברכת אדוני עליכם ברכנו אתכם בשם אדוני
Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
מזמור קוף קף תת שיר המעלות. רבת צררוני מן נעוריי יאמר נא ישראל, רבת צררוני מן נעוריי גם לא יאכלו לי. על גבי חרשו חורשים האריכו למעניתם, אדוני צדיק קיצץ עבות רשעים. יבושו ויסוגו אחור כל שונאי ציון, יהיו כחציר גגות שקדמת שלף יבש, שלא מילא חפו קוצר וחיצנו מאמר. ולא אמרו העוברים ברכת אדוני עליכם, ברכנו אתכם בשם אדוני.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masakan, Grama, Urasatar, Madani, Alam, Tina Easterling, the Ghost, and the Ghast. Sai Tuga.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, 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 and another tongue, to this brain speak, to this brain speak, to this brain speak, to this brain speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Mizmor of Kaf 8, Psalm 129. Mizmor of Kaf 8, Psalm CXXIX. Shir Ha Ma'ilot, Song of Degrees, Song of Ascents. Shir Ha Ma'ilot. Rabatat Aruni Amin Orai Yomarna Yisrael. Much nuf have they afflicted me, have they afflicted I from my youth up. Rabat Aruni Min Orai. May Israel now say, Yomar na Israel, Rabat Aruni min orai, Kam lo yakluli, Nuf, Rabat, Nuf have they afflicted me, much have they afflicted I, from my youth up, Rabat Aruni min orai, but They have not prevailed against me. They have not prevailed against I. Gam lo yakluli. Al gabi harshu horshi he eriku le ma'enotam he eriku le ma'enitam. The plowers plow up on my back, they made long their furrows. The plowers plow upon my back, they made long their furrows. Al gabi harshu horshim he'eriku le'ma'enotam he'eriku le ma'enitam. Yahuwah tzadika kitzetza evota rishaim. Jehovah is righteous, Yahuwah tzadik. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked, the cords of the ratchet. Kitzetza evota rishaim. Yevoshua we yisogu achora kol sonai zion. Make them be ashamed and turn back and turn backward. Yevoshua we yisogu achora. All they are them that hate Zion, call Sonai Zion. Yehiyu akach tzir gagota shek admata shalafa yavesh. Make them be as the grass up on the housetops. Yehiyu akach tzir gagot, that withereth afore it springeth up, that withereth before shek admata shalafa yavesh. Shelo mile kapo akotir wechitzno me amir, wherewith the reaper filleth not his hand. Shelo mile kapo akotir, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom, wechitzno me amir. Wilo amru ha ovrin birkata Yahuwah elekem braknu etkem b'shem Yahuwah. Neither do they that go by say, Willo Amru Ha Ovri, the blessing of Jehovah be upon you. Birkata Yahuwah Elekem, we, I and I, bless you. Beraknu Etekem, in the name of Jehovah. B'Shem Yahuwah. Shir HaMa'elot Rabata Tzirarunia Min Orai Yomarna Yisrael Rabata Tzirarunia Min Orai Gam Lo Yakluli Al gabia harshu harshima he'erikua le ma'enotam he'erikua le ma'enitam yawa adika kitzeta evota rishai yevoshu we yisogu achor kol sonai tzion. Yehiyu kach tzir gagota shek admata shalafa yavesh. Shelo mileka po kotzir wechitznoa me'amir. Lo amru ha ovrim birkata Yahuwah lekem beraknu etkem b'shem Yahuwah.
Watch out for your pony, you don't know it's Love Star Music, all right.
Like a phoenix, yeah. such a blessing that my following, yes, our God we serve without apology, yes. So we reap, so we sow, so we learn, so we grow, no weapon they throw shall damage we.
Shalom, Chavarim, B'talmadim, Shalano, Rastafari, Shalom, Rastafari Yehudim, Shabbat Shalom, Sinbet Salam, Yeshua Shalom, Amen.